From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Friday, June 26th, and here are today's stories. A new Jewish community center in Sioux Falls is set to be completed early next year. Rabbi Mendel Alperwitz is South Dakota's first permanent rabbi in decades. The Chabad Jewish Community Center broke ground in August of 2025, 8 years after Alperwitz moved to the state to help bring the Jewish population together. Alperwitz says the community center has already begun connecting Jewish people in South Dakota who may have previously felt disconnected, especially in rural areas. He also says the addition of a Jewish community center will not only benefit the Jewish population, but the larger community as well.
Chabad, we don't see ourselves as a unique, specific group. Our purpose, our mission is to be of service to everybody, to have something that everybody will find meaningful, that something that everybody can participate and enjoy. And obviously every Jewish person, and really beyond that, there should be things in our facility, in our space, that are meaningful and engaging for everybody.
Alperwitz says he's excited to see the ways it will continue to benefit the Sioux Falls community and beyond. The State Public Utilities Commission is approving a merger between Black Hills Energy and Northwestern Energy. The two entities are combining under the new name, Bright Horizon Energy. The utilities requested a merger approved last October. The PUC came up with a settlement both parties agreed to. The agreement includes a rate increase moratorium. It also requires that the new utility keep its headquarters in Rapid City for at least a decade and keep offices open in Sioux Falls for 5 years. In a statement, the PUC noted state law requires mergers to be approved unless there's, quote, significant adverse impact to customers. When the merger is complete, Bright Horizon Energy will serve 2.1 million customers across 8 states and have a total value of over $15 billion. South Dakota's Operation Prairie Thunder completed another saturation patrol, this time in Vermilion. The 2-day patrol took place earlier this month. It led to 11 people in custody. Of those, 5 included Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, contacts. Operation Prairie Thunder is an ongoing effort between federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. Officials say it aims to enhance drug and crime enforcement while also supporting immigration law enforcement. The Vermilion Patrol is the operation's 14th since it began last summer. Several major road construction projects across southwest South Dakota are beginning today. The Department of Transportation says the chip seal projects are taking place on sections of 6 different state and U.S. highways. That includes U.S. Highway 18 from Oglala to Pine Ridge, SD Highway 40 west of Hermosa, and U.S. Highway 16 at the Keystone Y Bridge. During the projects, traffic is down to 1 lane guided by flaggers. Drivers can expect delays up to 15 minutes. The overall project completion date is September 15th. There's an average of 21 fatal motorcycle crashes per year in South Dakota, according to the Department of Public Safety. Police say 2 motorcyclists were killed earlier this month after colliding with each other in Sioux Falls. Officials say each accident serves as a reminder of the importance of motorcycle safety. As the weather warms up, motorcyclists are getting back out on the streets, an important signal for all drivers to be paying extra attention on the road. Brian Christiansen is the director of the South Dakota Motorcycle Safety Program. The program operates in partnership with the South Dakota Safety Council and offers motorcycle safety training courses across the state. While motorcycle safety classes are not required by law to earn a license, Christiansen says the demand for these courses remains high.
Year after year, people are excited to take the course. I think for beginning motorcyclists, they really see the value and number one, receiving some hands-on education, but just dedicating, you know, some space to examining whether or not they want to become a motorcyclist.
From an educational standpoint, Christiansen says he hopes these courses can reduce fatality numbers by helping motorcyclists think through their decisions.
Honestly, I think the biggest piece of motorcycle safety, and I'll speak for motorcyclists specifically, is making good decisions. Making good decisions about gear, when you're riding, being unimpaired when you're riding, and just following the rules of the road and not engaging in risky behavior. That could prevent so many fatalities if everyone just did that.
Christiansen says all drivers have a responsibility to each other, and he urges drivers to act on that responsibility by traveling distraction-free, putting phones away, and staying focused on your surroundings. The South Dakota State Museum is holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony celebrating the opening of three newly completed exhibits. The museum and pier is undergoing a major renovation, including new education and research facilities, as well as increased storage. While the project is not fully complete, parts of the museum are reopening to the public this summer. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is set for Wednesday, July 1st at 4 p.m. Central Time. The museum opens to the public shortly afterward. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.